Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. It's so good to have you here with us today. And we want to, in our call to worship, draw your attention to Acts chapter 18. We're going to be coming into the last part of the second missionary trip of the Apostle Paul. And he's rejoined by Silas and Timothy as he moves to Corinth. And he will spend the next year and a half ministering in that city. Just an amazing work that God did through the Apostle Paul and that group of men that God had called into missions. And I want to draw your attention to another couple that's mentioned in verse 2. And found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. You know, those were serious days there in the first century. Whenever these international people had come, they were from Jewish origin, and they were living in Rome, and the ruler, Claudius, says, all Jews out of Rome. I want you out of our city, and expelled them. And so they make their way to Greece and to the city of Corinth, where, by chance, or was it by chance, they should run into the Apostle Paul. I am amazed, folks, constantly by how God brings people together. Isn't it a wonderful thing? Dr. Alvarez was talking about some of his mission teams and how he's played matchmaker through the years and bringing people. The two that are with us today, Mario and Alejandra, were brought together through the mission trip. And so the matchmaker is with us today. Did you pay him a fee?
I'm charging now.
Oh, okay. But, you know, bringing people together on a missions trip. And here on a missions trip, Paul is introduced to this godly couple who he was able to lead to Christ, and they become an integral part of the ministry, serving God, being faithful in the work of the Lord and communicating the gospel. God is so wonderful in pairing up people and bringing people into our midst and bringing people into our circle of friends that can strengthen and encourage and help. And I just want to say today, I am so thankful for the stories of the Bible, true stories of how God worked in bringing this couple who had been thrown out of their place of habitation, comes to Corinth and they meet the Apostle Paul, and there they embark, the three of them, on a ministry of making tents out of leather. Now, they'd all been involved with that. Paul had been doing that. Aquila and Priscilla were involved with that. And they used that as a way of not being a burden to the churches, but God also used that as an opportunity for fellowship, to strengthen each other in the Lord. And so I am thankful for how God works in our hearts and lives and how He brings people into our lives and how He brings of families and individuals that we're able to minister to, but they can minister to us as Christians. And so I'm so thankful for that. And what a wonderful day it will be when we are joined together in heaven, where we can sing the praises of all eternity of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord.